you've been gone a day.
This is the first night.
And I'm fine. I am absolutely fine. No problems.
Now the bed is not fine. The bed misses you. It misses your warmth, the feel of having you close. Your very presence is missed by the bed. By the bed. I don't miss you.
Oh no, of course I don't miss you because I'm an adult and I'm fine on my own. I mean, I can take up the whole bed. I mean, I'm not. I'm on my side of the bed, but I could. I could go over to your side, which is empty. The bed misses you. Your pillow misses you. It misses being cuddled, having your arms around it. Misses your sleepy little murmurs. Yeah, your pillow's a little bit depressed about that. Just, yeah, your pillow misses you. The duvet's pining. It's very pathetic. It's sad. It's verging on tragic. I mean, me, I'm fine. I have a nice big empty, so very empty bed that I can spread out on. But I'm on my side because, you know, I like this side. But the duvet is just, it's pining. It's absolutely pining for you, for your warmth. It misses being wrapped around you. It misses spooning. It misses you a lot. It's kind of attached to you. Not literally attached, because obviously if it was attached it would be there. But you know, it likes you a bit. The bed likes you too. And the pillow. They all like you. And they all miss you a lot. In fact, I think they more than like you, and I think you know that they more than like you. I mean, Pillow really likes being hugged and cuddled and can't sleep without your arms around it because Pillow sleep. Yikes. So the pillow misses you and the bed is just pining and the duvet's pining and everyone's pining apart from me. I'm fine. I am absolutely fine. I mean, you've been gone a day. It's a day. It's not that difficult. It's just a day without you. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. And I could totally go on your side of the bed. It's not like it makes me miss you, because I don't. I don't miss you. I don't. I absolutely do not miss you at all. Not at all. It's just the bed and the duvet and the pillow that miss you a lot. That really wish you were here. But I'm an adult. I understand that you had to go on the trip. It's just for a week. It's absolutely fine. I mean, I can do so many things now that you're not here. I can sleep with space. I can just spread out and feel the cold air because there's nothing to keep me warm because the duvet's pining. I can leave my teacups all over the kitchen, all over the house. I can go crazy. I can do everything. I can stay up late watching movies because I can't sleep because you're not here. But I mean, obviously that's not the case. I've got the thing. I can walk around naked.
I can walk around in your clothes because they smell like you. Not because, well, obviously not because they smell like you, but just because you're not here to stop me. You're not here to pout. You do pout and fake grumpiness when you see me in your clothes. Nope. None of that, because you're not here. And that's fantastic. So I'm wearing your clothes. Because they smell like it. Because they're comfortable. And you can't stop me because you're not here. You're not here. Fuck you. But it's fine. I'm coping. I mean, I'm absolutely coping. I don't miss you. I'm not. It's not like there's a physical ache. Like there's something missing. Because there's not. It's not like I can feel a space in my heart where you should be. Because I want to touch you and kiss you. It's not like I've been replaying our last kiss over and over. The way you said my name. Not at all. I mean, I think the pillow is thinking about the last hug. But that's just because the pillow is needy. The pillow is so needy, needing to be held and cuddled. And it can't settle without you. The pillow's on my side of the bed, not yours. Because it's lonely, and on your side of the bed it feels lonelier because you're not there. That pillow. Oh, I don't know. What are they like? The pillow, the duvet, the bed, just missing you and loving you and pining. But I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. But I thought I would tell you about the bed missing you and the duvet pining and the pillow really, really wanting your arms around her right now. But I'm fine. I hope you're having a nice time. I hope that you're not missing the bed. Missing the warmth. I hope it's not lonely where you are. I hope you're not missing your pillow. I know you love your pillow. You like to hold it and put your arms around it and just whisper sweet nothings. And I hope you don't miss the duvet. The duvet being wrapped around you, just wanting to be so close and just wanting there to be no space in between. I'm fine. I'm just being ridiculous. The duvet and the bed and the pillow being ridiculous. I'm just letting you know that we miss you a bit. I miss you a bit. Not a lot. It's just that they've been talking about you and, you know, it got me thinking about you and, you know, stuff. Your eyes, and you just smile, and your hands, your fingers, the way you touch me. The way you kiss me. So, it's understandable that I'm not pining though. I'm just, you know, I've noticed that you're not here because they've been pining and aching and they can't sleep. So I just noticed that you're not here. So I thought I would call you and let you know that your absence has been noted. Oh, did I just say your absence has been noted? A bit. A lot. Fuck, I miss you. I miss you. I didn't think it was going to be this bad. I thought I would be fine, I did, but the bed is so big and empty and sleep. I can't settle. I'm just staring at your side of the bed and it's empty. I'm hugging your pillow. I'm wearing your clothes. I'm pining. I'm longing. I'm missing you so fucking much. I don't know if I should be missing you this much. I just can't seem to help it. I can't seem to not need you here. My hands want my off. I miss you. Is it a nice hotel? Or is it lonely? Is the bed too big? Are you still awake? Oh. No, you're not awake because of the time. Wait. You are awake because of the time difference. You must be in a meeting. Oh, you're gonna listen to all of this. Oh, fuck. What did I say? What did I say? I said it. I fucking said it. I am now smothering myself with your pillow. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, no. So, I said a thing amongst the other things that, you know, don't focus on it too much. It's just, you know, a thing. Because I miss you. And absence makes the heart grow fonder. So of course I said I love you because you're not here. Obviously, if you were here, I would say it. I wouldn't say it because it's just because you're not here. I fucking hell. Okay. I'll level with you. It's bad. The reason it's bad is because I feel I just makes it worse not having you here because I love you. You a lot, a bit, you know, a medium amount, an acceptable amount, like not too much, just, you know, enough to pine a little and ache and long, and maybe that's too much, or fuck, I love you, fine, I fucking love you, okay, I fucking adore you, I love you so much, I love when you hold me, I love when I and just wrap myself around you and just feel your heart. I can hear you breathe when I wake up and you're close and I hear those sleepy little murmurs. I love you. I fucking love you. I adore you. I'm crazy about you. And this is fucking torture. Being here without you is fucking torture. And I hate it. I hate it. I hate this so fucking much. I am fucking miserable without you. I love you. And I called you because I need to be close to you. Because I can't sleep. I can't think. All I can do is long and pine and just love you, and it bloody sucks. It fucking sucks. Oh. But I know what's going to be worse. Dealing with the aftermath of this. I don't even know what this is. This is me telling you that I am crazy, stupid, in love with you, that I can't sleep without you. That missing you is a physical ache. It hurts. It actually hurts. And it's the first fucking night, and it's a week long, and... I love you. And I'm going to say bye. I'm going to say bye, and I'm going to go back to tossing and turning and just pining. And it's pathetic pining. It's all sighs and pouts and it's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. And I'm glad you're not here to see it. But that's... the only good thing about you not being here. You can't see me. I'm actually pouting so hard. I can't wait to be together again. I can't wait to be able to kiss you, to be able to touch you, to reach out and have you here and not empty. Just, this bed is so empty, so big. You're loved, you're wanted, you're craved, you're longed for. Just remember that. I can't wait for you to come home. I love you. But I have to hang up because, yeah, the embarrassment is, it's kicking in. That is, wow. I love you. And I can't wait for you to come home. Call me. Call me, but don't mock me. I just need to hear your voice. And I just need you.